Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a notable stride towards the future of artificial intelligence and digital interaction, Meta Platforms Incorporated, formerly known as Facebook, is on the verge of showcasing its financial strength through its first quarter 2024 earnings, with expectations set high for a surge in ad revenue and overall financial growth. This comes alongside the company's groundbreaking advancements in AI technology, particularly with the introduction of the Llama 3 AI model, which is revolutionizing the way images are generated and animated in real time on platforms such as WhatsApp and the Meta AI web platform, exclusively for US users. The unveiling of smaller versions of its most advanced AI models for developers, with a larger model in the pipeline, signifies Meta's commitment to leading the AI revolution. However, this journey is not without its challenges. The AI's capability to mimic human experiences has raised ethical concerns, pushing Meta towards a continuous effort to refine these technologies and educate users on their limitations. Meta's strategic move to make the Llama 3 AI model open source is a game changer, promising future enhancements that include multiple languages and multimodal capabilities. This decision not only advances the field of AI, but also democratizes access to cutting-edge technology. Amidst its ventures into virtual reality and the metaverse, Meta's focus on social media and AI has propelled its stock prices, catapulting CEO Mark Zuckerberg to become the third richest person globally. This reflects a broader industry trend where the tech sector has launched 149 large AI systems in the past year, highlighting the rapid pace of AI development, but also underscoring the necessity for AI to evolve beyond sheer size for more sophisticated cognitive tasks. As Meta expands its AI footprint, making its chatbot more accessible worldwide and tailoring its AI products for consumer use, it underscores the company's ambition to embed AI deeply into the fabric of daily digital life. With a commitment to open-source research and substantial investments in AI talent, Meta is not just participating in the AI race. It aims to lead it, ensuring its independence and dominance in the ever-evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. In a move that's stirring the tech community, Apple has rolled out the iOS 17.5 Beta 2 update for iPhone users in the European Union, introducing a groundbreaking web distribution feature. This feature is a game-changer for developers, allowing them to offer apps directly from their websites, bypassing the traditional App Store and its associated fees. However, it's not entirely fee-free. Developers will need to cough up a core technology fee of 0.5 euros. The update doesn't stop there. It also brings new perks for Apple News Plus subscribers in the US and Canada, alongside a robust system designed to thwart unauthorized tracking accessories. But the innovation train at Apple is far from its last stop. The company is reportedly developing a Math Notes feature for its Notes app, a move expected to revolutionize the way users interact with mathematical notation in their digital notes. This feature is slated for release with the upcoming iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS 15 updates, promising to make the Notes app an indispensable tool for problem-solving and class note-taking. Looking ahead, iOS 18 is shaping up to be a significant upgrade with customizable home screens, artificial intelligence improvements, RCS messaging support, new Apple Maps features, and notable enhancements to the Notes app. Apple's innovation extends to hardware as well, with the iPhone 16 rumored to boast new Sony camera sensor technology, superior low-light performance, increased optical zoom, and AI-driven camera features. These advancements are poised to redefine the standards of smartphone photography. Mark your calendars for June 10th, when Apple is expected to unveil the first public beta versions of its operating system updates following the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, keynote. With these developments, Apple continues to push the envelope, setting new benchmarks for what smartphones and their operating systems can do. In a move that has sparked controversy and debate, Alphabet's Google has recently fired 28 employees. These individuals were actively protesting against the company's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government, a decision that has not only highlighted internal dissent, but also raised questions about the intersection of technology, ethics, and employee rights. The terminated employees were accused of taking drastic measures to voice their discontent, including blocking access to the workplace and even occupying the office of the Google Cloud CEO. This bold form of protest underscores the depth of opposition among some Google staff to the company's business dealings. In response to these firings, the No Tech for Apartheid movement has come forward to criticize Google's actions. They argue that the tech giant is showing a clear preference for maintaining lucrative contracts over respecting and protecting the rights of its employees. This accusation brings to light the complex moral dilemmas faced by tech companies in today's geopolitical landscape. The broader tech industry is now at a crossroads, grappling with the ethical implications of engaging in business with governments that are embroiled in controversy. This situation at Google serves as a poignant example of the challenges and debates permeating the sector. In other related news, Oracle is making a significant investment in Japan, committing $8 billion to enhance its cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Meanwhile, Germany has seen a notable decline in home building permits, with an 18.3% decrease reported in February. Additionally, Norway's sovereign wealth fund has encountered challenges, underperforming against its benchmark in the first quarter of the fiscal year. These developments across the tech and business landscapes further illustrate the dynamic and often unpredictable nature of the industry. In a move that could reshape the electric vehicle landscape in India, Elon Musk is gearing up for a pivotal meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This visit is not just a courtesy call. It's about laying down the groundwork for a massive Tesla investment in the country. At the heart of discussions will be Tesla's plan to pour $2 to $3 billion into establishing a manufacturing unit in India, a significant stride towards tapping into one of the world's largest car markets. This investment is poised to catalyze Tesla's entry into the Indian market, especially in the premium and luxury electric vehicle EV segments, thanks to India's reduced import tariffs on EVs priced above $35,000. But Tesla's ambitions don't stop at the high end. The company is also launching Project Redwood, aiming to roll out a $25,000 mass-market EV. This move sets the stage for a direct competition with India's homegrown EV manufacturers like Tata, Mahindra, and Maruti Suzuki. It's a clear signal that Tesla is not just entering the Indian market to play in the premium segment, but is also eyeing the rapidly growing mass market segment. With India's aggressive goal to achieve 30% EV sales by 2030, Tesla's establishment could be a game changer, offering a significant boost to the country's EV ambitions where Tata Motors currently leads. Moreover, the new Tesla manufacturing unit is envisioned as a hub not just for the Indian market but for global operations, helping Tesla diversify its manufacturing footprint. This strategic expansion comes as Tesla scouts for showroom locations in New Delhi and Mumbai, and as Starlink, Tesla's satellite internet venture, edges closer to receiving initial approvals to operate in India. These developments dovetail with the Indian government's vision of electrifying 30% of all new car sales by 2030, marking a significant milestone in India's journey towards sustainable transportation. In a major push to revitalize America's semiconductor industry, the Biden administration has granted Micron up to $6.1 billion. This monumental investment is set to supercharge the construction of cutting-edge semiconductor plants in New York and Idaho, marking a pivotal moment in the nation's tech narrative. With an eye on reclaiming a dominant position in global semiconductor production, this move is a cornerstone of the CHIPS Act's ambition to significantly enhance the U.S.'s manufacturing capabilities, which currently only contribute to about 10% of the world's semiconductor output. Micron's ambitious expansion plans are not just about scaling production. They're a potential boon for the job market, promising to create up to 50,000 jobs, including 9,000 direct roles at these new and expanded facilities. This initiative is a strategic effort to secure a resilient domestic supply chain for semiconductors, which are crucial components across a myriad of industries. The announcement has sent ripples through the stock market, with Micron Technology's shares jumping 1.9%. It's not just Micron. Other semiconductor stocks like Advanced Micro Devices, NVIDIA, and Broadcom have also seen an uptick, signaling a buoyant sentiment in the tech sector. This surge is timely, coming amidst a backdrop of investors navigating the complexities of the Federal Reserve's stance on interest rates and the broader economic landscape. With crucial economic data on the horizon, including jobless claims and home sales, the tech industry and investors alike are keenly watching for indicators that could shape market dynamics and influence strategic decisions in the face of potential economic challenges. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.